Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. For people living in cities plagued by the heat island effect, air pollution, stormwater, and all of the psychological and physical effects of living in a crowded concrete environment, turning the rooftops of big buildings into living gardens and parks seems like an ingenious way to mitigate some of those problems. And green roofs aren't exactly a new idea. According to Graham Hopkins and Christine Goodwin's 2011 book, The Living Architecture, Green Roofs and Walls, the earliest green roofs were the Hanging Gardens of Babylon and other roof gardens on stone temples, created around 600 BCE. But modernly, green roofs began to catch on in Europe in the 1960s, and it wasn't until the 2000s that the movement began to take root, so to speak, in North America. In 2017 alone, there were more than 1,000 green roof projects completed in 39 U.S. states and 5 Canadian provinces, covering nearly 5.4 million square feet. That's about 500,000 square meters of rooftop space with soil and plants. At least 25 North American cities, including San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and Chicago, have enacted legislation that either requires green roofs on buildings or provides incentives to create them. And there's growing scientific evidence that green roofs are beneficial, with studies showing that they lower street-level temperature and reduce fine particles of air pollution, as well as reduce and delay runoff from rainstorms. And then there are the mental health benefits of more exposure to green space and plants. A study published in 2015 in the Journal of Environmental Psychology found that simply spending 40 seconds gazing at a rooftop flowering meadow helped to restore experimental subjects' attention, and that those who had such a view made significantly fewer errors and performed better on tasks than their counterparts who only got to look at a bare concrete roof. At this point, you might be wondering, if green roofs have so many benefits, then why aren't even more cities sprouting greenery on their rooftops? While green roofs make sense in a lot of ways, requiring their installation isn't as simple as it might seem. The city of Denver, Colorado, learned that lesson after its voters decided in 2017, by a 54-46% vote, to pass the nation's most aggressive green roof ordinance. It mandated that all new buildings over 25,000 square feet in area, that's around 2,300 square meters, devote at least a portion of their roof surface to vegetation, and required some existing buildings to go green whenever they replaced their roofs as well. Businesses, real estate developers, and Denver Mayor Michael Hancock all opposed the measure. But pro-green roof activists utilized social media and, quote, a lot of community meetings to build popular support. That's according to Brandon Rethimer, the initiative's lead organizer. After the election, Rethimer joined a city task force set up to figure out how to implement the new requirements, and the group soon discovered problems. Three separate engineering evaluations of Denver's building stock revealed that 85 to 90% of existing large buildings would have to be exempted from the green roof requirement. That's because their structures weren't capable of handling the additional weight of adding a rooftop membrane, at least several inches of soil, and vegetation, which worked out to about 8 pounds per square foot. Another problem was that the ordinance allowed buildings to combine solar panels with plants to meet the green roof requirement, which might have resulted in less vegetation on rooftops than proponents had envisioned. That, in turn, would mean that green roofs wouldn't provide as much relief from the heat island effect, pollution, and stormwater runoff as hoped. Eventually, the task force decided that the best solution was to write a new ordinance to replace the one voters had approved. That measure, which was approved by the city council, includes more flexible requirements and additional options. Instead of everyone having to put in a green roof, buildings would have the option of installing a cool roof that wouldn't absorb as much sunlight, and combining that with more vegetation on the property at ground level, or other similar measures. As a result, the amount of total green space required is higher for new construction, with provisions for multiple paths to meeting the requirement. While some supporters who voted for green roofs might be disappointed, Rethimer said, "When people see the benefits, at the end of the day, it's much better." He remains confident that many buildings still will opt for green roofs. We also spoke with Jennifer Bosselot, whose name I hope I'm pronouncing correctly, and who is an assistant professor in the Department of Horticulture and Landscape Architecture at Colorado State University. She also served on the task force. She said, "It sounds like it's stepping back, but it really was for the greater good while balancing the realities." Aside from structural limits, cost is another challenge. Bosselot says that putting a relatively shallow installation of a few inches of soil could cost between $15 to $35 per square foot in the Denver area. A deeper layer capable of growing larger plants and retaining more moisture would be even more costly. The revamped ordinance reduced that economic pressure. Katrina Manigan, Energy Efficient Buildings Lead for the City of Denver, told us via email that compliance costs would be reduced by 20% and that the cost of new construction would rise by just 1% or less under the new rules. But even though Denver had to loosen its stringent green roof requirements, Bosselot still sees green roofs as the future, both in the Mile High City and elsewhere. As more green roofs are built, the cost will drop, she says. Quote, "We're urbanizing at such a rate that we have no other option. If we're going to green, we've got to green our roofs." Today's episode was written by Patrick J. Kiger and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other growing topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.